Brother Murtaza asked a question that when a test takes place, the consequence is not known. If the consequence is known, where is the test? If a scientist does an experiment, he doesn't know the result. If he knows the result, then what's the test? Very good. No one is testing Allah. Allah knows the consequences, but Allah is not undergoing the test. We are undergoing the test. And you and I don't know the consequence. I don't know my consequence. I don't know I'm going to go to Jannah. If I had known I was going to go to Jannah, I wouldn't have come all the way to Madras. I traveled throughout the world. I sweat it out. I don't know. My Jannah is not secured. If my Jannah was secured, then why would I have left my medical profession and flogged out here and this? I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to go to Jannah. I am asking for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be merciful, put me in Jannah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot say, oh, I'm a great guy, I'll go to Jannah. The consequences is not known to the person who undergoes the test. You do not know whether you go to hell or heaven, I don't know. But Allah knows, and you may have missed out the point in my lecture, that when the teacher takes the examination, many a time the teacher knows the consequences. Teacher knows this student is going to come out first. Teacher knows he's going to fail. So do you mean to say, I will not sit for the examination? The test is yours. The test is not for the teacher. And when the scientist does the experiment, the scientist doesn't know the result. Therefore, he does the experiment. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a scientist. Allah is not experimenting on us. There's a mistake. Allah is not experimenting on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, the best to create. He is given, made a creation, the human beings, who has the free will. He knows. But the reason he's letting us go in this world, because if he does not let you undergo this test, on the day of judgment, you will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why did you put me in hell? If Allah puts you in hell, Allah alam, I don't know. So you'll object. So because of that, I said in my lecture that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. So Allah is not undergoing the test. Allah doesn't require us. Allah is already the greatest. We are undergoing the test and we don't know the results. Because we don't know the results, that's the reason we are striving. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He grant us mercy, may He forgive us, and may He put us in Jannah. Amen.